Please welcome Evan Fox.
All righty. How's everybody doing? Ooh, that's loud. Sorry, I'm a loud person. Please let me know if it gets too loud. Oh, so everybody did a great job telling stories. I really enjoyed those. I apologize in advance. This story is dedicated to my friend Tim, who I bumped kind of to do this talk. I've been trying to tell Tim this story for like, I don't know, 3 months. Never can get around to it. I promised him another time when we were doing something like this that I'd tell it. Never happened. So I'm going to tell it. It's not profanity in there, but it's gross. It's a little gross. So some sketchy topics, but let's do it. Let's do it together. We'll go in here, and it's true, right? Real, true stories. Let's get real and true. Okay. So a few months back, who is it? That's okay. That's okay. It's real. So that's okay. It's okay. So about 3 months ago, I hosted a comedy show at my house. And so I was hosting the show and doing an improv sketch, and I was getting all ready, and it's at my house, so I have to set up this garage to be like a comedy club, and I'm like nervous because it's the first time we're doing it, and I'm just like, oh my God, like jitter, so I'm not eating. And I'm having a couple beers as people start filing in and we're setting up with the comics. I have a few more beers, and then I'm having a little hard liquor, and I'm doing this character where he's drinking out of a flask. And so the drinking's going, still haven't eaten like anything all day. Then afterwards, it's like, okay, let's all go out downtown. So we go out downtown, I go out with a group of friends who are with, we keep drinking and doing this stuff. Now, you know, by 1 o'clock, I'm like pretty drunk. And I'm so hungry, so what comes to my rescue? Well, it's a little place called San Luis Barbecue Company. You guys familiar with that? Yeah. So we go over there. It's Saturday night. We my buddy Sam and I. So Sam and I go over. We go on one tab. We get two big tri-tip sandwiches and a thing of fries and some Cokes. And we eat this food like you've never seen anybody eat food before. And so we eat it. And, oh, yes. To the rescue, right? Like, I'm going to feel horrible if I don't get this food in me. So we eat the food real quick, and then Sam says to me, hey, Evan, what do you want to do now? We could go back to my place. I have the rest of a big bag of mushrooms left. So does anybody in here feel comfortable saying they've done hallucinogenic mushrooms before? Don't be shy, because we're about to get real. Yeah, come on now. Give it up for yourself for being wonderful. Okay, so I'm like, absolutely, that sounds wonderful. We're drunk, and I've done that before a few times. And I'm like, that sounds great. Let's do it. He's like, I don't have a ton left, but we'll split it up. Great. So he calls the Uber, and we Uber over back to his house. He lives over by, is it Ocean Air, a C Word, Costco, that whole area? And he lives over there, so we Uber over there. We go in, literally, he runs to his room, grabs the mushrooms. We eat them, we split them up and eat them about as fast as you can. And so we do that, and there's a grace period. You know, there's a waiting now while you wait. So you eat these poisonous mushrooms, and then you wait. And what happens is, from people who have experience, you know, in this kind of field, is you wait, and you start to feel a little queasy, and you may feel a little nervous and a little anxious. And it could be the fact that you're waiting to get high, but I think it's like a physical, an actual physiological thing. So you do that, we're waiting, and then we've been waiting for like 20 minutes. We're not really like hallucinating, but we're feeling the drug a little bit. So long, I'm so tired. We've been doing this all day. I'm like, Sam, let's just go like sit on the couch for a while. So we sit on the couch, you know, now it's like 2 a.m, and there's two couches, and we both fall asleep. So we fall fast asleep, and we both wake up like a half hour, 45 minutes later, and he wakes up and he's hallucinating. And he's like, this is so cool. And he's looking at all these things around the room. And he's like, oh, it's awesome. I wake up, and I am horribly sick. I can feel that I have mushrooms inside me, but I am not hallucinating. I am just sick. And the first thing that comes to mind, it was just natural. I wake up, and I say, and I start feeling how I feel. And, oh, I'm poisoned. I'm poisoned. And it's how I feel. I feel poison. Now, granted, these are poisonous mushrooms. I have taken them before, but this is how I'm reacting. I'm a little high, and I'm just like, oh, I'm poisoned. And he's like, dude, you're okay. You're fine. I'm like, no. I don't feel high. I just feel poisoned. I am poisoned. And so, you know, for the next, I'd say, 30 minutes, I say I'm poisoned, I don't know, 100 times. And then we're laughing about it. And I'm feeling so sick. I'm like, dude, I feel so sick. And he and we're laughing about it because, like, I'm like, is your roommate here? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, he's going to ask you why there was a guy in your house saying I'm poisoned, like, all night. So it goes on. He's kind of hallucinating. I'm so sick. I go, and this sometimes happens early in the mushroom trip. You get sick, and you maybe throw up. And so I go to the bathroom, and I start heaving. And I'm heaving and heaving, and I'm sitting by the toilet, I'm hugging the toilet bowl, I'm throwing up, I'm like, oh, this is awful, maybe it would be okay, and I'm starting to hallucinate. So that's like, oh, this is kind of fun, but I'm sick, and he comes in, and I'm like, I look at him from up from the toilet, and I'm like, I'm poisoned. And, you know, he looks in the toilet, and he goes like, oh, dude, it looks like there's little shrimp in there. I don't know why he said that, I just could never forget it, so you had to know. And so then I'm like, I'm so sick, dude, but I'm starting to hallucinate. He's like, okay, let's go for a walk. And I'm like, okay, fresh air. That sounds great. So we start going on this walk, and we're walking through the neighborhoods by Costco, kind of by Los Osos Valley Road in there. And I'm like nervous at all the neighbors, but I'm still sick and I'm hallucinating. And I'm like, so I'm gagging and I'm kind of throwing up in the bushes as we're walking down the street from the neighborhood towards the Costco. And I'm like heaving, throwing up. He's like, dude, hold on to it, don't lose your poison. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, whatever. And so I'm throwing up, and he's like, dude, you're making me sick. And so he like starts gagging, but he's like, I'm not gonna throw up, I don't want to lose my poison. And so I'm like, okay. So we get out to like the Costco area, and we're just standing on the side of the road, and I'm just throwing up and sweating and furious sweating. We're also like hallucinating, and it's like cool, but it's like the middle of the night, it's like 3:30 in the morning, and we're out, and we're so sketchy, you know, we're like, we're poisoned. He's like, oh, stop throwing up, you're making me sick, and I just can't stop vomiting. So now we're just like, it's so quiet at this part of town, at this part of night, I'm retching. Ugh! like that loud, but like the whole town can freaking hear it. So we're like, oh, what do we do? Like, let's just keep walking. So we start going towards Madonna, that street. We're like, yeah, we'll walk over there. Maybe there's something cool. And so we're walking, and the whole time I'm puking, and he's gagging, and I'm puking like crazy. I'm sweating. And then we're walking down Madonna, and I start to feel I have to shit myself. And it is happening now. And so I'm like, hey, Sam, we got to go back to your house. No, he says, we can't. We're too far. Mind you, we are high on drugs. Like, our logic system at this point is real stupid, too. Like, we are about, not a mile away from his house at this point. So, like, I'm like, okay. And the whole time, too, we're talking, we're paranoid. He's saying, I don't want to lose my poison. I keep saying we're poisoned. He keeps saying, stop saying you're poisoned. Stop being negative. I'm like, sick. He's like, sick. We're just walking and sweating. We're thinking, like, if we get picked up by the cops, like, what do we do? Just tell them we're poisoned. You know, like, so we're going, and now I'm at that point where I feel like I'm shitting myself, but like, so I'm walking and I can feel it. I can feel it coming out, and it's coming out, and I'm like, oh no, but I'm too embarrassed to tell him. So I'm like, well, we got to get to that McDonald's. So we eventually, I don't know, it takes forever, sweating, get to the McDonald's. I go there, pull down my pants, nothing in there, hallucinating, but I destroyed the toilet. So that thing's destroyed. We get back out on the road, and now, you flash forward, we're up by Sunshine Donuts area. He starts getting violently sick. Now he's vomiting everywhere. And so we're walking up the street. Now we're walking towards my house. We're on my side of town. We're walking up here. I live up by the Albertsons, where that used to be. And we're getting closer to my house. We're by that park with that nice gazebo in there and the church, the Grace Church. And it's like 6:30 in the morning. And we're both sick. He's throwing up now. Now he has to go to the bathroom. We're laying in the gazebo. And we're like, dude, this is horrible. I don't remember mushrooms being like this. Like, is it that we forgot? And they're always like this? What is this? And he's like, I don't know. I took these last time and it was fine. I didn't know that these were like the pooping and puking kind. And we're laughing, but we're so sick. And so now sunrise. and he's got to go so bad. He's like, I'm just going to poop in the park. And I'm like, we're like a block from my house. So we go, and I'm sorry this is running long. Is that okay? Can I get 5 minutes? 2 minutes? Okay, so we get back to my house, and he goes, and he uses the restroom. And he's in there. He comes out, and he's like, oh, my God. What is wrong with us? We're so sick. We're starting to sober up. And he shows me this video on his phone. It's this comedy video. And it says, this is a public service announcement about food poisoning. And the song goes, it's these little kids singing a song on the video. And they're like a cheerleading squad. And they go, all the food is poison. All the food is poison. And he shows me this because I've said poison now throughout this night like 1,000 times. We both said it. It's been the theme, our mantra is being poisoned. And so I watch this video and it says, all the food is poison. Radicchio, poison. Lettuce, poison. Celery, this is like the weirdest video ever. So he goes back into the bathroom to puke and poop more. And I, at that point, I'm sitting there waiting for him and I'm singing this song. It won't get out of my head. All the food is poison. That's when I realized we have crazy food poisoning that we got from the Slow Barbecue Company. And it all came together from that song. We have been high on magic mushrooms while simultaneously having horrible, horrible, debilitating food poisoning, which we had throughout the whole rest of the day while we weren't high. But we were so high that we couldn't figure out the mystery about losing one's poison and all this stuff. No, all the food was poison. All right. Thank you, and I'm sorry I went so long. I didn't know that was that long.